Ben, hello, friend. And yes, we know the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back again to catch every born-again believer out to meet him in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord, the Word of God tells us. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I'm delighted that you have turned your dial to join us or to listen to us on the Internet. And we trust that your heart will be blessed as we look into the truths of the Word of God. As we're continuing this study on new birth blessings and the thrill and the joy that comes through the gift of eternal life and knowing the truths about the triune Godhead. Oh, how wonderful to believe in the Lord Jesus, to accept Him as Savior. How that He opens up the Word of God, opens up our understanding through sending the Holy Spirit to come into the heart of the individual that puts their faith and trust in Christ. And how that the Holy Spirit is our teacher and our instructor. How He unlocks and opens up the truths of God's Word, as we're told here in John 16 and John 15 concerning this ministry of the Holy Spirit. And in John 14, verse 26, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." Oh, beloved, what a privilege it is to be indwelt by the Holy Spirit of God. And so in the closing portion of this prayer that I call the Lord's Prayer in John chapter 17, where Jesus prayed to the Father and prayed for you and prayed for me, prayed for every child of God, every individual who has been born again. And He said, "O Father," this is verse 25, John 17:25, "O righteous Father, the world hath not known Thee, but I have known Thee, and these have known that Thou hast sent Me." Oh yes, beloved, we know that God so loved the world, God the Father so loved mankind, that He gave His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that whosoever would believe in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. Oh, beloved, I'm so thankful for that day over 70 years ago when, as a young boy, I realized that I was a sinner and had a dirty heart. I wanted the Lord Jesus to come in and make it pure and clean and holy and to blot out my sin. I didn't understand so much about the truth of God's Word that I now know and understand. I just knew that I was a sinner, because the Bible says that all have sinned and come short of measuring up to God's standard of righteousness, to God's glory. I knew that I was a sinner, that I disobeyed my parents, that I was selfish, that I was self-centered, that I lied and I told lies, and that I walked in disobedience. And so I knew I needed Jesus to come into my life and to cleanse me from my sin and to make me pure and clean. And I'll never forget that day when in that church service, I so felt the moving and the convicting power of the Holy Spirit of God in my spirit, that strange, uneasy feeling inside that drew me to put my faith and trust in the Lord Jesus. I remember stepping out to go forward to accept Christ as Savior, and before I reached the preacher, oh, the Lord Jesus had moved into my spirit. He saw my young heart, He saw my desire to receive Him, and He granted that request right then and there, and came into my life and took my burden of sin, gave me His joy and His peace. and His Word is what verifies that truth, because God's Spirit bears witness with my spirit that I am a child of God, Romans 8 tells us. And we're told in 1 John that the Lord Jesus is the way of salvation. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. It all hinges on a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And oh, when you know Jesus, then you know the Father. He unlocks the truths concerning God the Father. That's why He came, to teach us about God the Father and about His great love for us. Jesus is the manifestation of the love of Almighty God, coming to take our sin to that old rugged cross. And so that's what Jesus said here in verse 25 of John 17. And these have known that Thou hast sent me. I have declared unto them Thy name. Oh yes, the Lord Jesus, when you know Him as Savior, His Holy Spirit who comes into our spirit at salvation unlocks the truths of God's Word, helps us to recognize and realize the many names of God the Father that point us to God the Father, the many names of the Lord Jesus Christ that tell us about the Lord Jesus, and the many names of the Holy Spirit of God. Many different truths, such as the Spirit of Truth. He's called the Spirit of Truth. And He is the Spirit of Truth because He brings to mind the truths, as we've already noted in John chapter 14, that the Spirit of Truth would lead us into all truth. Oh, beloved, yes, how wonderful it is to know the Lord Jesus Christ, to accept Him as Savior. And He says, I have declared unto them Thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith Thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Oh yes, beloved, when we receive the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, inviting and accepting Him into our life, then the Holy Spirit of God, who moves into our spirit, does that work of salvation. And we're told here that the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. And that's the truth. Verse 5 of Romans chapter 5, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which is given unto us. You see, beloved, when you accept Jesus as Savior, you not only receive the gift of eternal life, but you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit of God. And the Holy Spirit of God sheds the love of God abroad in our heart. And so the words of Jesus here in verse 26, I have declared unto them Thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith Thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. And, beloved, He comes to live in us through the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of Christ, as we're told also in Romans chapter 9, that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ. Romans chapter 9, and let's see here, in Romans chapter 8 it is, and verse 9, let me read it to you. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God indwell you. Now notice, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God the Father. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of His. And so you see, beloved, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ. And so when we ask the Lord Jesus to come into our life and to indwell our life, the one who comes into our life is the Holy Spirit. And that's what we're told in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, concerning the Holy Spirit moving into our spirit as God's guarantee of our salvation. In Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 13, we read, "In whom, speaking of Christ, ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom, in Christ also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise." That is, we were given the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest, and the word earnest is an Old English word that means the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased body, or the purchased possession, which is our body, our being given a glorified body unto the praise of His glory. And so yet, that is yet in the future for every child of God, that we're going to be given a glorified body, like Jesus had when He arose from the grave, as we're told over in 1 John chapter 4. And so, beloved, this wonderful, wonderful truth of being indwelt by the Holy Spirit and being sealed by the Holy Spirit. The U.S. government has a seal that they will put on a boxcar that is a part of a train that contains government equipment, government things that are to be protected. They put a seal on the car, on the door of the car, and anyone who breaks that seal has violated the law of the United States government. It's a federal law. Only those who are authorized can open that car. And that seal is placed upon it to protect it. It's the seal of the United States government to protect it. So, beloved, the seal is a symbol of the protection of the one who puts the seal upon it. And the child of God is sealed with the Holy Spirit of God. He's God's seal, God's guarantee of our being a child of God, and that God owns us. We're His property, as 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20 tells us. What? "Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and you're not your own, for you're bought with a price? Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." And so, beloved, the Holy Spirit of God is His guarantee of our salvation. Join us again next time. Till then, goodbye.